Earlier this month, USDA Risk Management Agency Acting Administrator Richard Flournoy visited North Dakota to see drought conditions firsthand and gather comments and feedback from farmers. As a result, the agency is working with crop insurance companies to simplify the adjustment of losses and issue indemnity payments.
We did instruct the companies to consider individual circumstances on the 72-hour notice of loss requirement. Also, we provided that, you know, previous acreage reports can be used, and also if an inspection has incurred previous or other precision ag records, they could use those acres to go ahead and finalize some of these claims. And then also one thing that we heard while we were out there was when we talk about representative samples, you know, that can be burdensome on the companies as well as the producers. So we are authorizing some flexibility there where, you know, generally on a unit, we're only going to require three, where in the past, you know, there's been more required. So as long as the damage is consistent.
Flournoy says these emergency procedures take effect immediately and are in place for the current crop year. Farmers should contact their crop insurance agent as soon as any damage is spotted. Insurance companies must look at that damage before the crop acres are put to another use.
The industry is well equipped to handle these situations. You know, the industry has handled, you know, the 2012 drought, many flooding events, the derecho events, as well as, you know, hurricanes that happen every year. So they've said they're going to bring in loss adjusters from other areas of the country as needed.
Once a field has been appraised and released, farmers can then cut the crop for silage, destroy it, or plant a cover crop. Additional information on these emergency procedures is available on the RMA website. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.